Okay, so today's daf is Psachim, daf Samach. We got to the middle of daf Nuntes Abud Beis, Rami La Rav Safra. So the Gemara here is going to bring a stira, a contradiction between two psukim regarding the burning of the limbs of the korban on the night of Yom Tov. Rami La Rav Safra La Rava. The pasuk says Lo Yin La Boker Zevach Chag HaPasach. So that implies La Boker Hu Delo Yalid Hakol Halayla Yalid. So it seems the prohibition of leaving over the emurim, the limbs, right? You bring the sacrifice, you shacht it during the day, but to leave it over, it seems the prohibition is only to leave it over until the morning. V'Haksiv Ola Shabbos B'Shabbata V'Lo Laschol B'Shabbos V'Lo Laschol B'Yom Tov. But the pasuk says regarding the korban musaf of Shabbos, Torah says the ola of Shabbos on Shabbos, meaning what? Not the ola of the week on Shabbos, and also not the ola of the week on Yom Tov. So then, how is it permitted to burn the limbs of the korban Pesach, which is shachted? That's an olas chol. Because what do you do? When do you shacht the korban Pesach? During the week, during the day, not during Yom Tov, on erev Pesach. So how are you allowed to burn the limbs on the night of Pesach? Because it seems that the pasuk only doesn't, the pasuk lo yolin laboker zevach chag haPasach seems to say that you only are not allowed to burn it in the morning, but you would be allowed to burn it at night. So we have a contradiction between, an apparent contradiction between the two psukim. So amar lei kavar ramya nihale. So this question was Rav Abba Bar Chiya de la Rabbi Abahu. Rav Abba Bar Chiya already asked this question to Rabbi Abahu. The Shadi Lay, and he answered him. Ha ha, Barba Sar Shechol Yos B'Shabbos Eskidan. Here, with this pasuk of Lo Yoli Laboker Zevach Chag HaPasach is only said regarding Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. So when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, then you're allowed to burn the limbs of the Korban Pesach on the night of Yom Tov. Why? The Chelve Shabbos Kravim B'Yom Tov. Because if you remember, we're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So if you shechted the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, so then you can burn the limbs at night. Then Lo Yolin Laboker Zevach Chag HaPasach applies. But if you shecht the Korban Pesach during any other day, if Erev Pesach falls out on any other day during the week, then it is correct that you would have to burn the limbs on Erev Pesach and not on the night of Yom Tov. Amar lei, Mishuv the Chelvei Shabbos Kriyim B'Yom Tov, Arah Nekum V'Neimu Leid Hayab Bakra Barbas Tar Shcholios B'Shabbos Hu Dechziv. What, just because of this halacha that the fats of Shabbos, the fats of the korbanos that were shechted on Yom Tov, the fats that were shechted on Shabbos, they're brought on Yom Tov. Therefore, we're going to interpret this pasuk to be that's talking about Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. The simple reading of the pasuk is that it applies every Korban Pesach. Amar lei shavke likra dehu dachik kubo kibadavshe. He says, yeah, leave the pasuk because of the difficulty of the contradiction that sometimes the pashtus of the pasuk is what it's only said in the pasuk, right? Here, the pashtus of the pasuk is sometimes the simple reading of the pasuk is what is a simple reading when you have that together with another pasuk. So leave the simple reading of the pasuk when you read it in isolation and establish it that according to the simple meaning, based on the other pasuk, and based on the other pasuk, so therefore this pasuk must be referring to Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Okay, so now we're in the Mishnah at the end of the Testament base. We're almost up to today's daf. So the Mishnah now is going to continue discussing Hilchos Shchitas HaPesach, and there are essentially we're going to talk about different machshavos, different thoughts that could invalidate the korban. There's the machshavas chutz lizmano, where you have intention that you're going to do one of the avodos, like while you're doing one of the avodos. Let's say while you're doing shchita, you have in mind that you're going to sprinkle the blood after the appropriate time, or you're going to burn the limbs not the appropriate time. That's called machshevas chutz lizmano. Machshevas chutz limkomo is when you're doing one of the one of the stages of the korban that you think that you're going to sprinkle the blood or you're going to bring the limbs not in the appropriate place, or you're going to eat the korban not in the appropriate place. There's also machsheva shinui hashem, where when you're doing the avoda, you think that you're doing this avoda for another korban. Like you're bringing this animal and you're supposed to bring, I don't know, for a shlamim, and you have in mind, no, this is really for an ola. So these are three different types of invalid machshavos that will help us understand the Mishnah and the Gemara following it. So now the Mishnah says,
Is this true? Even it's the Kohen does the avodos. It's not the Baal who does the avodos.
Right.
The Baal, even though he's not going to do those actions.
I think it's just the Kohen. It's just the Kohen, as far as I know. It's when the Kohen's doing it. Okay. So Pesach sheshchato shelo lishmo. So let's say you're shechting the korban Pesach for the shlavim, right? You're shechting the korban Pesach, and you have in mind you want this korban to be a korban shlavim. V'kibel v'halach v'zarak shelo lishmo. So that's interesting, Howie. So, but this is talking about where you're shechting the korban. So the one who's shechting, I believe the korban. Yeah, so it's referring to the person who is doing the avoda. And also, if you do Kabbalah Saddam, Kibel means, right, there are four, just a quick review, there are four avodos in the korban, right? There's the shechita, you shechted it. I know Mark read all the details, right, in the art school there in the introduction. So there's shechita, I'm not going to test you. There's shechita, then when you shechta, there's kabbalah sadam, so then you collect the blood in a kli, and then you sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, and then there's holacha, the third stage, I would have failed. Then you bring the blood, good, right, to the mizbeach, and then you sprinkle the blood. So you shechted it, shalom yishma, then you did kabbalah, you did holacha, you did zrika. Shelo lishma, not for the sake of the Korban Pesach, but for the shlavim. O lishmo v'shelo lishmo. Or at the time when you did the avoda, you thought initially that you're going to bring it for the Korban Pesach, and afterwards you thought that you're going to bring it not for the Korban Pesach, but for the shlavim. And so the Gemara is going to explain exactly when you change your intent. Oh, shalom lishmo v'lishmo. Initially, you thought that you're going to do it not for the Korban Pesach. Then later on, you change it, that your intent is for Korban Pesach. In either of these instances, the Korban is pasul. So, ketzad lishmo v'shalom lishmo. So, the Mishnah is going to say, what's lishmo v'shalom lishmo? So, l'shem Pesach, l'shem shlamim. That when you do the avoda, initially you think you're doing it for the Korban Pesach, and afterwards, at some point, we have to see when, perhaps, then you're intending to do it for the Korban Shlamim. Shelo lishmo v'lishmo is l'shem Shlamim, and then l'shem Pesach. You first intend to do a Shlamim, then you intend to do Korban Pesach. Okay.
Rabbi, were these changes of mind intentional or unintentional?
I don't know, you mean intentional, or you're saying you made a mistake?
Accidentally, you made a mistake. You thought, you got mixed up all of a sudden. You're thinking about a shlamim when you really meant the
Pesach. But you say, where is Bemezit?
Your mind and
say, yeah.
Shlamim.
It doesn't seem to make a difference. It seems to say that you're saying it's a case where you did tshuva. I think that you. I don't think there's like a mezid shogig here. You have in mind to bring one korban. In other words, I don't think it's like. I don't know if. You do an avera, if I have the wrong intention, if I have the wrong intention, let's say when I bring a korban, so there might not be. I'm not sure if there's an avera. You just potentially make the korban pasul. Let's say in other words, I guess we have to see sort of at what point if you're makdishit, so then what happens? I think the Gemara is going to discuss exactly. So maybe we'll hold off until we discuss in the Gemara, but I don't think the Gemara is making it. The Mishnah is making a distinction here. So, boy, Rav Papa asked. So, with the Mishnah where it says, Lishmo, Vishalo Lishmo, O Shalo Lishmo, Vishmo, Bavoda Achas, Tadadu Bishnei Avoda Sada. Are we talking about where basically at the time of Shechita, you thought you're going to do it for the Korban Pesach and for Shlomim? Or are we saying that, let's say, at the time of the Kabbalah Saddam, you wanted to do it L'Shem Pesach, and then when you sprinkle the blood, you're like, no, I want it to be for Korban Shlomim. So, Bavoda Achas Tadar, Rabbi Yosihi, Da'abar, Afikmar Devarav Adam Nitpa. So, maybe if the intent of a Mishnah is that we're talking about with one Avoda, so then do we go by the beginning or the end of his words? And maybe our Mishnah is saying that even with two Machshavos, so that invalidates the Korban, that's Rabbi Yosi, that who says that if you make two different statements that contradict each other, so we view both of them as significant. And an example where Rabbi Yosi says this is where you say, Behemazu Tamuras Ola Tamuras Shlomim. So let's say you say this animal is in exchange for an Ola in exchange for a Shlomim. But even though the end of your words are valid, right? Tamuras Shlomim. But, and so the half of the animal becomes a Tamura for the Ola, and half the animal becomes a Tamura for a Shlomim. So he knows Rabbi Yossi takes your words seriously, both the beginning and the end. So maybe that's our Mishnah. It's saying that it's possible if you're thinking during one of the avodas, this is for a Pesach, this is for a Shlomim, so that would be possible. The Rameir, according to Rameir, Hamar Tfos Loshan Risha. However, Rameir would say, if you're saying that our Mishnah cannot be like Rameir, if we're talking about where you had conflicting thoughts when it comes to one avoda, because Rav Meir holds that in that instance you only go by the first thing you say, and therefore in our Mishnah, just like by Tamura, we would say that with one avoda, if you have two conflicting thoughts, we only go by your first thought. So if you thought that you're shechting it for Pesach, and then afterwards you said, "No, I think I'm shechting for Shlomim," so then we would say that your first thought is halachically correct, and it's l'shem Pesach. We're talking about a Korban Pesach here. And then, if it would be the reverse, if it's shelo lishmo, if it's lishmo v'shelo lishmo pasul, so then we wouldn't hold our Mishnah, couldn't be like Rabbi Meir. Hold Dilmor, maybe v'shteish avodosan, or maybe our Mishnah is talking about where you had conflicting thoughts in two different avodos. Ve'afilu leRabbi Meir, the Amar Tfos Loshon Rishon, and even according to Rabbi Meir, who says you only go by the first Loshon, Hani Mili Bavoda Achas, Vavishtei Avodos Modad Demivsa. But Rabbi Meir would hold that if we're talking about two different Avodos, that indeed the Korban would be possible. Okay? So, the Ami. So the Gemara clarifies, Ahai. So, on which halacha is this, is the doubt of the Mishnah said? If we want to say that this doubt is talking about the following halacha, that if the makriv was first shelo lishmo, and then afterwards he thought that he was going to bring it lishmo, then the korban's pasul, right? So first he thought for shlomim, then he thought for korban pesach. So then bein b'avod achas bein mishnei avodos bein the ramer bein the rav yosi. If Salebi Kabaisa. So no matter who you hold like, if your first intent was for a Shlomim, then it doesn't make a difference if you're following Rameir of Yossi, because whether you go like both intents, whether you go like one intent, whether it's one avoda, whether it's two avodos, it would definitely be possible because of your first intent. The Hal Rav Yossi Dabi, that even Kot Rav Yossi, the Lach would be, because he says, Afik Mar Dvarav Adam Nitpas Yislai. Rabbi Yossi doesn't say we go by the last. No one says that we only follow the last thing you say. The only question is, do we follow both conflicting statements, or do we follow only the first statement? Even Rabbi Yossi, who says you go by the last, he's not saying you only go by the last, but you go even by the last. Ella, Elishmo v'shalishmo ba. But the question, the suffix, the data of Rav Papa wants to know, is only going on the case of the Mishnah, which says where you first intended to be L'shem Korban Pesach, and then you switched your intent and you want to be L'shem Shlomim. So that's where we want to know, are we following Is this talking about one avoda and this is like Rabbi Yossi, or are we talking about two avodos and this is going like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir? So Tashba.
Excuse me, 1 second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you clarify how he asked the question before? Like, whose intention is
the one who's doing the avoda.
So it's always it's aside from the shechita.
Right.
It's always the kohen.
The kohen. Yes. Yes. Correct. Tashba. A pesach sheshachto shelo lishmo v'kibel v'helach shelo lishmo v'zarak shelo lishmo. But again, that's the pashas of the Mishnah and the Brisa, and these Brisa were saying, because what did it say? Sheshachto shelo lishmo v'zarko shelo lishmo. We're talking about the person who's doing the maise avoda, the person who's doing the action, right? So we learned our Mishnah. The Korban Pesach, that you shach shelo lishmo, and then you do Kabbalah stabim, and then you bring, and then you sprinkle the blood, shelo lishmo, then it's possible. So the Gemara wants to clarify now. Hey Chidami, what's the case? If we want to say like that, which we learned that we're talking about all the avodos, shechita, kabbalas adab, holacha, zrika, lamali ad bechashiv lekulho. Why is the korban possible only if you intended? If there's an invalid machshava, what comes to all the avodos? Because what does it say? It says that it's possible only if you do all the avodos shalolishba. Mikamaisa ifsele, it became possible initially. Your first bad thought. Elav hachi katar. So rather, this is what the Bryson must be to say. This is what the Mishnah must be to say. Hapesach sheshachto shalolishba, inami. Shachto shlishmo v'kibel v'hilech shlolishmo inam ishchato v'kibel v'hilech lishmo v'zorak shlolishmo the havilei shtei avodos. So it must mean that the Mishnah is telling you the fault. What's the, you have to read it like this: that the korban pesach that you shachted not for the right reason, not for the right intent, you're it's possible, or you shachted it for the right intention and you did kabbalah sadam or holacha. Or zrika shelo lishmo, or you shachted and you did kabbalah and halacha lishmo, but you did zrika shelo lishmo. So it becomes possible. Why? Because there are two separate avodos. Even though, so therefore, that's why it becomes possible. So it seems that based on this, the beginning of this Mishnah, it seems it's talking about a case. So the beginning of our Mishnah seems to be talking about a case where there are two separate avodos, where you have, but not the same avoda. But ema seifa lishmo v'shelo lishmo hechidami. But the seifa of the Mishnah, which says lishmo v'shelo lishmo, what's the case? Inema b'shtei avodos. If we're going to say it's talking about two avodos, hayni reisha, then it's not telling you anything different. That's the same thing as the reisha, the first part of the Mishnah. Ela b'avoda achas. So rather, what are we talking about? These two conflicting machshavos. Let's talk about one avoda. And that's Rav Yossi, Damar, Afikmar, Dvarv, Adam, Nitmas. And therefore, you have to say that the Sefer of the Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah itself, is talking about Rav Yossi's position, who says that even at the end of your words, we follow even the end of your words, and we follow both opinions, and therefore, it's talking about one, it's talking about two machshavos in one avoda. So Gemara rejects this. It's lo'olam bishtei avodos. Now really, the Sefer is talking about two different avodos. Veresha, what's the Resha saying? Tekai bishchita v'kamakashi bishchita. So this is how you have to read the Mishnah. When it says a pesach sheshachto shalishma, it's talking about a case where you're doing shchita and you're thinking about shchita, meaning that you think that you're not doing it for the korban pesach. You're shechting it and you're thinking that my act of shchita is not for korban pesach. Inami the koi bezrika v'kamachashi bezrika, or you're sprinkling, and you're intending that during the sprinkling that this sprinkling is not for korban pesach. What's the seifa talking about? The koi bishchita v'kachashi bezrika. The case of the seifa is where I am about to shach the korban pesach, and I have in mind that I'm going to do zrika sadam, or again, it's talking about kohen, I guess that is that the Kohen is, let's say, shachting the korban, and he has in mind that the Zrika Saddam will be done, is not for Shlavim. Dama Haredi Shochet, it's a Pesach Lishmo, Lizrok Dama Shlo Lishmo. I intend to shach the korban Pesach, the shame korban Pesach, on condition to sprinkle the blood, not for korban Pesach, but for Shlavim. Again, why is he doing that? Don't know. Mikomash Balad, and the Mishnah is telling us the mechashi me avoda lavoda, that if it during one avoda you have a machshavas psul on another avoda, so then that's the vahainu bayad rapapa. That's the question of rapapa, is that considered psul from one avoda to another avoda? So so we rejected that their mishnah doesn't prove one way or the other. So tashma. So now we're going to try to bring a proof from the continuation of the Mishnah. Still, the Mishnah says, "Shelo lishmo v'lishmo pasul." So, what's the case of shelo lishmo v'lishmo? Inema b'shtei avodos. If we're talking about a case where you intend there are two separate avodos, hashda lishmo v'shelo lishmo amrat pasul. Shelo lishmo v'lishmo mibaye. If the Mishnah already says lishmo v'shelo lishmo, that if we're talking about two different avodos, so that if with one avoda you intended the right way, and the second one you intended the wrong intention, if you say in that case it's pasul, so why does the Mishnah then have to tell you shelo lishmo v'lishmo mibat? Like, did the Mishnah need to tell you the case of shelo lishmo v'lishmo? In other words, if let's say during shechita I have intent that's for the korban pesach, and then for Zerika, I have intended for a shlami. If we say that's pasul, so then the Mishnah has to tell you if by shchita you have intention for the korban shlamim, like that's a quiet. Then we have to tell you that halacha. That's obvious. Ela bavoda acha. So rather, it must be that the case is that you intend shelo lishma and then lishma with one avoda. Umi de seifa bavoda acha. Reishanam bavoda acha. So then, if the seifa is talking about one avoda, so then the Reisha is also then talking about conflicting thoughts in one avoda. So Gemara says, no, li'olam b'shtei avodos. It's really talking about two avodos. And you're right, you don't really need the second case of shlo lishmo v'lishmo. But I did tana lishmo v'shlo lishmo, tana nami shlo lishmo v'lishmo. You're right. But once the Tana says the case of lishmo v'shlo lishmo is possible, then it's going to give you the reverse case, tell you that's also pasul, even though it's unnecessary, and you can learn it from a kavah chomer. But that's what the author of the Mishnah very often does. It just gives you the flip side of the case. Tashma. So now we're going to try to bring a raya from the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf in Samach Aleph. Shchato shelo la'oklav v'shelo linuyav le'areilim le'tmeim pasul. If you shech the korban pesach for people who can't eat it, and you shecht it, let's say, for cholim or elderly people can't eat it because eyes of meat, or you shechted it for people, have in mind people who are not part of your group, right? You have to, for Korban Pesach, you have to invite people to join your group, and then you only shecht it so that the people in your group eat it. So let's say you have shecht it, and you have in mind that people who aren't part of your group will eat it. Or la reili, well, you shecht it for people who have not circumcised. Why are they not circumcised? So maybe it could be for a legitimate reason. It could be that, let's say, your siblings all died when they got circumcised. So if it happened enough times, so you have a pattern, and there's a presumption that if you get circumcised, you might also be killed. So then, in that case, you should not circumcise yourself, but you're still an Arel, and then you would not be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So in all these cases where you shack the Korban Pesach so that someone who's not allowed to eat it or someone who won't eat it will eat it, then it's pasul. Then hacha pshita. So here obviously, what are we talking about? Bavoda achas. It's talking about what avoda. We mean to say bavoda achas, reishanam bavoda achas. So since this case, in tomorrow's daf, that mission is talking about one avoda, so the previous case is also talking about one avoda. So where says, no, why you say that? Me the iria, is that a proof? Right? Is that a thing? That Hagisa of Hagisa. No. The Mishnah's tomorrow's daf is talking about one avoda, and ours is talking about two avodas. Seifa avoda achas, Risha iba avoda achas, iba shtei avodas. No. Maybe the Seifa is talking about the Mishnah's tomorrow's daf is talking about one avoda. And the Reishar Mishnah, it's not sure. That's why Papa wants to know, is it one avoda or two avodas? Tashma, come and let's try to solve the problem from the continuation of the Mishnah and tomorrow's daf. La'ochlav v'shelo la'ochlav. If you intended that if the one who's bringing the korban has in mind that the korban pesach will be shechted to both people who are fit to eat it and people who aren't fit to eat it, kosher, then it's kosher, then it's valid. Hey, Chidani, what's the case? If we're talking about two different avodos, like for example, that you shechted it. When you shechted it, you had in mind that this shechita, so that everyone who's valid to eat it will eat it. And then when you, when you shechted it, you had in mind that you will sprinkle the blood for those who are not able to eat it. The Korban Pesach, v'tayma d'chashir bizrika, dein machsheves ochlim bizrika. And maybe the reason why the Korban is not pasul is because you thought you had your invalid psul with the zrika. Dein machsheves ochlim bizrika. That the machshava, the thought of invalid people who will eat it, would not invalidate if you thought about it during the Zrikas Hadam. So there's a limud that the Pasuk says in Shmos Yud Beis Dalet, this is Rashi points this out, the Pasuk says, Ish lefi achlo tachosu al haseh. So the fact that you have to have the appropriate machshava, the appropriate thought about who's going to be eating this korban, so the appropriate thought is only required during the avoda of shechita, and not during any of the other avodos. So ha b'avoda achas to go b'shechita de'mahanya be machshavas ochlim psul. However, if you thought that during the shechita that you're going that the when you're shechting korban, you can say, oh, it's for you know, people who are valid to eat and people who are not valid to eat it. So then it would be possible. However, but don't we hold that Korban Pesach where that some people who are possible to eat it, some people who can't eat the kazayis and some people who cannot eat the kazayis, and you shechted it for all the people, then it's a valid shechita. And we don't say that, well, part of the shechita was for people who are valid, part of the shechita for people who are not invalid. We don't say that. So therefore, the korban is kasher. So then, what's our mishnah coming to tell us? Like, what's the case? What's the chiddush of the mishnah that I wouldn't have known otherwise? So rather, says the Gemara. Sorry, elav bavoda acha. So therefore, you have to say that our mishnah is talking about a case where you had these two conflicting thoughts in during one avoda, and the intent that when we're saying the korban is kosher, so what's the case? So the case is where it's during shechita, and whether you thought the two machshavos in two different avodos, So it must be that the Mishnah is talking about where you thought these two conflicting thoughts, right, during one avoda. And the korban is kosher, whether you thought the two machshavos during one avoda, or whether you thought these two different machshavos and two different avodos. In other words, whether you thought that during shechita, whether you thought this machshava during, you know, whether you thought the good machshava during shechita, the good and the bad during shechita, whether you thought the good during shechita and the bad during zrika, will be the seifa b'avoda achas. And since you have to say that this that we're talking about one machshava, tell you the chiddush that it's kasher. Reishanayim b'avoda achas. So maybe the first armish is all talking about one avoda. So Gemara is going to answer what it just answered before. Midi iri yahalki isa v'halki isa seifa b'avoda achas. So no, you can say that this Mishnah is definitely talking about one avoda where you have, when it comes to who's going to eat it. So that's talking about one avoda. Let's say in the beginning of your shechita, you think it's for, during the shechita, you think it's for both, you know, kosher people, not kosher people. And that's during one avoda. But maybe our question about Shiloh Lishma V'Lishma, that maybe they're talking about one avoda or two avodos. So we still haven't resolved that question. So now the Gemara is now going to discuss whether another aspect of Shechita with two different conflicting thoughts. Ibailahu. Pesach Sheshechato Bishar Yemos Hashana. So let's say you have a Korban Pesach that you shechted it tomorrow or today. And then Lishmo Vishlo Lishmo Mahu. So I shechted a Korban Pesach today. And I want to shecht it for the sake of Korban Pesach and not for the Korban Pesach, for both. What's the halacha? So in other words, if I would have shechted it for the Korban Pesach, if today I'm shechting an animal, I say this is for the same Korban Pesach. So this is not the time to shecht the Korban Pesach. It's the 14th of Nisan. So since it's not the time to shecht the Korban Pesach, if I would have shechted it for a shlamim, it would be. Had I shechted the korban l'shem shlomi, it would be kosher, because, however, if I shechted it for a korban pesach and for the shlomim, so now there's a question: mi asi shelo lishma? Does your intent that you're shechting it for the shlomim? Mapik lemi de lishmo. Does that invalidate the korban pesach aspect of it? The machshir le. So you take a korban pesach animal and then you say, "Oh, I'm shechting this lishmo v'shlo lishmo." Do we say the fact that you're shechting l'shem shlamim? Say, okay, we're not counting your intention for the korban pesach, and therefore it's a valid korban shlamim. Olo, or do we say no? That since you initially intended it to shecht it l'shem korban pesach, so that it becomes invalid because it's not the appropriate zman, it's not the appropriate time. Kiyase Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, Amrisa lishma de kamen Rav Yirmiya. When I was at Eretz Yisrael, I said this in front of Rav Yirmiya, this teacher, and Hoel v'lishmo machshiro bizmano v'shelo lishmo machshiro shelo bizmano. Since this machshava lishma makes it kosher for korban pesach if it was shechted bismano on the 14th, and if I intended that it should be for shlamim, it would kosher it for a shelo bismano. It would kosher it shelo bismano. Because malishmo hamachshiro bizmano ein motzio midei shelo lishmo. So if just like if I would have intention to that it should be for the korban pesach, that it would make it kosher for a korban pesach in its time, it doesn't remove the psul of the machshava shalolishma that you thought initially. Av shalolishmo hamachshiro shalobizmano ein motzia midei lishmo upaso. So therefore, the fact that I am, you know, I guess if I'm thinking both lishmo and shalolishmo, it's a valid korban pesach. So therefore, the shalolishmo, which would make it a korban shlamim shalobizmano, would not remove your thoughts of Korban Pesach and therefore be pasul. In other words, what we're saying is, if I have machshava, that I have thoughts on the 14th, I have thoughts of, on the 14th that it should be for Korban Pesach and not, and also for Shlomim, but my thoughts for the Korban Pesach remain valid, and that's why it's a kosher Korban. So therefore, my thoughts for Korban Pesach are always valid, and therefore, if I'm shechting it today, we view it, we don't remove my thoughts of the Korban Pesach. And since I'm thinking about the Korban Pesach, let's say today, so then it would make it possible. So Rav Yirmi responded, "Lo, that's not good logic. E amarch b'shalolishma shekein noi b'cholas vachet. That in the psul of shalolishma, that we see that doesn't invalidate it. I'm sorry, right? So that psul, noi b'chol esvachim, that any korban that was shechted shelo lishma is not valid. Tomar Bilishmo Shekain Eino Noi B'chol HaZvachim Ela Korban Pesach Bovad. So therefore, if you intend Lishmo with a Shechita not in the correct time, so maybe you would say that that would, that's different, because that psul does only applies to the Korban Pesach. So maybe I would say that the machshava of lishmo for Korban Pesach in a shechita shelo bismana, so maybe that would not invalidate the machshava of shelo lishmo. In other words, a psul, a typical psul of shelo lishmo, yeah, that would invalidate. Normally speaking, maybe we're saying that a shechita shelo lishma the psul of shelo lishma, that's a standard psul. So maybe you're right. That would invalidate a korban, but a psul of lishmo, where you're shechting it l'shem korban pesach, that's a unique intent, and maybe that would not invalidate the korban if you also have, have in mind shechita shelo lishma l'shem shlamim, not on the 14th of Nisan. So the Gemara says, "My have Allah." So what's the resolution to this? Amar Rava, Pesach sheshchato b'shar yimos hashana lishma b'shelo lishma kasha. You shech the korban Pesach during the rest of the year, both with the intent that it should be for korban Pesach and with the intent that it should be not for Korban Pesach, i.e. Shlamim, then it is kosher. The Hashtamo Lishmo Koi, that the Korban is meant to be shechted for the right reason. Vafilu Hachi, ki shechit shlo lishmo kosher. However, if you shecht the Korban for a Shlamim, it's kosher. Alma asi shlo lishmo mapik le mide lishmo. When you shecht a korban only shelo lishmo, then it is a valid shlamim. So therefore, ki shachin nami lishmo v'shelo lishmo, asi shelo lishmo mapik lishmo. If I take a korban Pesach and I have intent that I have an animal that I designated for a korban Pesach, and then when I shecht it, I have in mind that this should be a korban shlamim, it's kosher, it's valid. So if it's valid, when I have intention for a shlamim, even if I also, therefore, when it's shelo bismano, in other words, I guess we're saying on the 14th of Nisan, if I take a korban pesach and I shecht it l'shem korban shlamim, then we say it's kasher as a korban shlamim. So therefore, if it's not the 14th of Nisan, and I have intent that it should be for a korban shlamim and for a korban pesach, you don't let your korban pesach invalidate your Korban Shlomim thoughts, and it would be a valid Korban Shlomim. Amar Le Rav Ada Bar Ava, the Rav Ada Bar Ava said to Rava, Dilma Shani Hecha Damar Mehecha de Lomar. No, maybe there's a distinction. You can't compare the two cases. Why? Because the initially, if you didn't, you only had one intent. If I only have one intent, and my intent is to shecht it for the korban pesach, for korban shlamim, so then fine. So then you can say my, you know, no intent one way or the other doesn't uproot my intent that's for shlamim, and therefore it would be a valid shlamim. But you can't prove from there that, let's say on the 13th of Nisan, if I shecht the korban, I have both l'shem pesach and l'shem shlamim, that I discount my l'shem pesach intent. Dehala ochla v'shola ochlav kosher. That, for example, if you shecht bismano for those who are going to eat and those who aren't going to eat, who cannot eat it, the korban is kosher. V'chol hecha d'shachit le shlola ochlav l'chude. But if you only intend for the people who can't eat it, then the korban is pasul. Amai why hastam al ochlav koi, that a stam korban pesach is meant to be shechted for those who can eat it. And if you want to say that the machshava is considered a stam, is considered just, you know, just like if you intend explicitly, you think explicitly that if you're going to shecht it for people who are going to eat and people aren't going to eat, it's kosher. So also, if you have intent to shecht it for those only for those who cannot eat it, maybe the korban should be kosher, because stam, just this is stam korban, is meant for the people who are going to eat it. So therefore, so why don't you say that even if you intend shlola aklav, but you also have a stam intent for those who are going to eat it, ela shani hecha damar mehecha delo amar. So rather, there's a difference if you actually say, then if versus if you don't say. Now, you can't compare the two cases to one where you just only have intent for the Korban Pesach, or just stam, right? Just a stam shechting it versus if you actually say, oh, I want it to be for, you know, the people who aren't going to eat it. So hakanami shani hecha damar mehecha delo amar. So also here, there's a difference if you just shelo bisbano, if you thought that it's lishmo for the Korban Pesach, and then you want to uproot it by thinking shelo lishmo, maybe you cannot uproot your intent that it's lishmo for the Korban Pesach, because you initially, that's different than if you didn't have any thoughts whatsoever initially. So you can't compare the two cases. So he's still saying, Rav Ada Bar Ava is saying to Rava that maybe if you have double intent, shelo bizmano, maybe the korban would be pasul, because you still have that lishmo invalid intent on the 13th of Nisan. So Amar Lei, Midi Iria, you know, can you bring a proof from there? Bishlam Hasa, Kavad Lo Akar Lei Bishchita Stama Vada Lishmo Kai. He says no. If you did not uproot your thought of lishmo by thinking explicitly shelo lishmo, so then obviously the korban is lishmo. If you shechted it shelo lishmo, the korban is kosher. But you can say that if you shechted it, so in other words, if I shechted it, if I first had in mind that it's lishmo, that on the 13th of Nisan I have in mind that this is for the Korban Pesach, and then I change my mind and I say, no, this is for shlamim, so then it's kosher, because what did I do? I uprooted my initial intent. That works. Elohacha. But shchita bizmano shlola ochlov, stame la ochlov kai, your intent, the stam is when you just stam shecht it, without any thought whatsoever, you're obviously shechting it for those who can eat it. So Dilma Mimshrihani Vazyachrina Mimni Ilave. Maybe these people who already counted on the korban will not want to eat it, and there won't be other people who, maybe there'll be other people afterwards who want to take part of it. Itnan, nimnin umoshchi meshedeh mimenu ad sheyishachet. So the Mishnah says that you can always add and subtract people as part of the group until you shecht it. So what? It's impossible to say that a stam korban pesach, that you're ready to shecht, is only for the people who've counted to eat, because until you actually shecht the animal, it's not known who the people as part of the group are, because you can always add and subtract. So you can't bring a proof from this halacha. Why? Because maybe you can distinguish between a situation of a machshava that contradicts a stam intent, where you don't intend one with the other, to a machshava that uproots a real intent. So what does that mean? Because a korban is not meant, is not designated for shchita for those who are going to eat it, necessarily. In other words, when you shecht an animal, not for the people who can eat it, right? So that is your singular intent, and therefore the korban is pasul. That's what I intend, that I'm shecht at the moment when I shecht the animal, and I intend that it's for people who are not fit to eat it. At that moment, I invalidate the korban. So So here you can say that the, but however, right? So, but let's say if you shecht l'shem korban Pesach. So if your machshava is against the stam, meaning that you intend, let's say on the 13th to shecht it, not for a korban Pesach. So then it's as if you had two different thoughts that contradict each other. And since in this fashion, the korban is kosher. So therefore, in other words, when it comes to shechting for people who aren't fit to eat it, there's no contradiction in your thoughts. Because it's not like, oh, stam is that you always intend when you shecht the korban, it's for people who are going to eat it. No. When it comes to shechting and for the people who are going to eat it, you can always add and subtract people. We only care about the moment when you shecht. What is your intent? So there's nothing contradictory. It's at that moment, what's your intent? However, when you're shechting a korban, shelo bizmano. So when you're shechting a korban, let's say on the 13th of Nisan, let's say shelo lishma, so that is as if you have, you know, two separate machshavos that contradict each other, and here the korban is kosher, right? Because we go by your last intent. And if so, the halacha is that even if you initially thought explicitly that you're going to shecht lishmo, and then you think shelo lishmo, it's kosher. In other words, when it comes to something that the, you know, if I have a Korban Pesach, if I have an animal, I'm designated for a Korban Pesach. So there my thought is generally lishmo, the same Korban Pesach. So now I'm shechting it on the 13th of Nisan, and then my intent is not for the Korban Pesach. That's conflicting with my previous intent. So that would work. So then the Korban would be kosher. Just like if I had a stam thought. In other words, you can have conflicting thoughts when it comes to a korban. What's the goal? However, when it comes to shechting for the people, there's never a conflicting thought. There's only what is your thought at that moment when you're shechting the korban. So that's the distinction that we're making. So the Gemara then says, "Ibay lahu pesach sheshchato bishar yibos hashana bishinu ba'alim." Let's say a Korban Pesach that you shechted it the rest of the year for one person who is not the owner of the Korban. Mahu, what's the halacha? So, Shinu Ba'alim Kishinu Kodesh Dami. Do we say that when you change the owners, it's like that? Is that like Shechita Shelo Lishmo? And therefore, what's that like? That's like a korban shlamim, and it's kosher. Or do we say that no, that is not. That's like shechting for someone else. That's like shechting l'shem korban pesach, and that would be puzzle. So Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, Amrisa lishmaite kami derava. I said this in front of Rava, and what did he say? Ho vishinoi kodesh poslo bismano. That since, if let's say I was shechting Mark's korban and I had in mind that I'm shechting it for Howie, so if I did this on the 14th of Nisan, so then it would be invalid, right? So v'shinoi ba'alim, so just like if I had in mind that shelo lishma, right? V'shinoi kodesh poslo bismano. So what is that? So that would invalidate bismano. If it's shelo lishma, not l'shem korban pesach, v'shinu ba'alim poslo, and also, the first case that I had in mind, I shechted on the 14th, and I have in mind it's for shlamim, so that would invalidate it. So similarly, if I had in mind, I'm shechting it for Mark, it's Mark's korban, and I have in mind I'm shechting it for Howie, so that would also invalidate it, bizmano. So ma shinu kodesh poslo bizmano, machshiro shelo bizmano. So just like, what do we say? That if I shecht, if I shecht a korban pesach l'shem shlamim on the 14th, that would invalidate it. However, if I did this on the 13th of Nisan, it would be kosher. So too, afshinu ba'alim sheposlo bismano machshiru shelo bismano. So too, if I had in mind on the 14th, I shechted Mark's korban l'shem Howie, that would be possible. However, I did on the 13th, it would be kosher. So maybe that's the same. The Amar Li, but Rava responded to me, not necessarily. Lo ima marta bishinu kodesh shekem psulo bagufo. No, by shinu kodesh, it's different. If it's a shinu kodesh, if I have in mind that this is not a korban pesach but a shlamim, that's a change in the guf of the animal. So the yeshno ba'arba avodos, and that's something that is relevant to all the avodos of the korban. Shchita kabbalas adam holocha and zrika. So yeshno la'achar misa, and also you can passel that if the owner of the korban dies, then the kid has to bring the korban. So if when the kid brings it, so then the korban is shechted with the wrong intent. It doesn't count for its l'shem chova. And yeshno betzibor kiviyachid, and also that you can passel it with a korban tzibor. So this is very different. Tomar b'shinoi ba'alim, da ein psulo bagufo, ein arba vodos, ein lachar misav, ein betzibor kiviyachid. He's saying that you can't compare the two. That a machshava of that it's not for Mark but it's for Howie, that's a much more lenient type of invalidation, that it's not a psul in the animal, it's only psul in the owners, and there's no psul with any of the other korbanos. It's not a psul with the other korbanos except for korban pesach, and also the korban is not psul. I'm sorry, with all the other korbanos other than korban pesach, the korban is not possible because of this makshava, only with zrika, and it's also if the owner dies before he brings it, and his son brings it instead of him, and the korban is shachta, not for the owners, the korban is not possible, and also this psul doesn't apply with the korban tzibor. Okay, so this is a much weaker korban, so you cannot necessarily bring the kal v'chomer from the psul of the kodesh. The psul, you know, shalol lishmo, to the psul of the lack of ba'alim. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we will continue going tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, take care.